Okay, tonight I want to talk about the topic of Lav Shebeklalos, and we'll start with the Gemara in Psachim. So, let me show you a Gemara in Psachim. One Chav Dalai Amud Aleph. Let me read a little bit of the Gemara for a few moment base. The Gemara's discussion we had in Machlokis in Ravau and Chizkia, Kol Makom Shenemar, Lo Socho, does it mean Echad Yisrahilo Hana or just Yisrahilo? Right, that's Machlokis Ravau and Chizkia. So the question is, what is the Makar of Rav Aval? Rav Aval is the one who says that every Achila he is in Yisrahana. How does Rav Aval know his din? Right? So we have different sources. One possible source from Nevela, because the Pasuk says, Nevela is Mutar Bahana, implying everything else is Asur. But the Gemara says that wouldn't work if you say, like Rabbi Yehuda, Dvarim Kiksavim, that it means Legir Benesino Nachri Bemechira, so then you don't see from there Heter Hana. So another possible marker would be from Trefa, because it says, like Kelef Tashlichu Oso, again, the Mute Oso Tamashlich LeKelef, but everything else is Asabana. That was the second. So the Gemara says, but if you hold Chulin Shenishkatu Be'azara Doraisa, then Oso is not coming to teach you the din of Heter Hana, it's coming for a din of Chulin Shenishkatu Be'azara. So finally, the Gemara says, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda by Nevela, and if you hold by trade for Chulin Shenishkot Bazar Doraisa, we need another marker for Rav Avahu's day. Okay? So the Gemara is searching different sources. So I'm going to go to the bottom line, you know, so to speak. We'll get to the Maskana and Chavdalam. This is just like background. So if you look in the Maskana of Chavdalam and Aleph, the Gemara finally says, I learned it from Shlomi in Parshas Vayikra. So if you look where it says, Vayikra Zayin. You see on Chavdalet, it says like this. Amar Ela Amar Av Papa, Mihacha, V'habasar Asher Yiga, B'kol Tamei, Lo Yachel Ba'esh Yisareh. So the Torah is telling you, if the basar becomes Tamei, we are not allowed to eat it, and you have to burn it. So the Gemara says, She'ein Tamud Lomer Lo Yachel. The phrase, Lo Yachel, is extra. So since it's extra, ma tamud lomer lo yachel. So why did the Torah add it? Im einu inyan legufo, dehanaf kole mikav v'chomer, mimayser akal. Therefore, it's teaching you a din in Kol HaTorah Kula, Rav Avahu's din. So I learned Rav Avahu's din from the extra phrase. So Gemara says, why is it extra? How do I know that baser that's tame, a kohen is not allowed to eat it? Uma Maisra Kal, learn Kavakoma from Maisra. Uma Maisra Kal Amra Torah lo bi artim imenu bitamei, that if it is Tamei or I was Tamei, I never ate, that's vidui Maisra, you're not allowed to eat Maisra. Basra Kodesh Kamo lo Kosh, okay? So you have a Kavakoma. So therefore this phrase is extra because of the Kavakoma. So Gemara says, Vikitema emas himimina din. Okay, it's not only a Kavakoma, it's a Hekesh. Hekeshahu, Tiksiv lo socho lecho b'sharecha, ma'asar digancha tiroshka v'itzharecha, u'bechoros b'korecha. So the Torah makes a hekesh between Meiser and Korbanos, Shlamim. B'chor, ma'atam edlome lo yachel, imenu inyan legufo, tneu inyan lekol isurin shebetorah. V'imenu inyan le'achila, because I know all isurim are asur ba'achila, tneu inyan lehana, so that's the makom. So the Gemara says, Ima Khan Bisrefa of Kol Yisurin Mishrebetor Bisrefa. The din is that anything that's Basra Tame you have to burn, right? Not to become Noser. Amakra Noser, Noser Bisrefa, then Kol Yisurin Mishrebetor Bisrefa. Okay, that's the mark. Okay. So the Gemara has a kash. And the following two lines are the key. This is what we're going to talk about. The Gemara says, wait a minute. Amar Le Ravina Lu Ravash. Gemara has a kash. How can you tell me that when the Torah says lo yachel, it's an extra phrase and it's teaching you this din of a makar for Rav Avahu's din? Maybe just simply telling you that there's two lavin when it comes to eating basar kodesh, that's tamei. So the Gemara says lav mi'amar Abaye, for example, says the Gemara, Abaye taught us Acho putisa. If a person eats a bug called putisa, it's Gemara Makos, right? Loka, yeah. Four malchus. Nimala, if you eat an ant, loka chamesh. Tzira, loka sheish. So just like you see over there, you can pile up many lavin. So you're also, it's multiple lavin. What's your problem? So the Gemara answers, Amalei, Kohecha de'ika le'medrash darshinan v'lo makminim b'lavin. Yisera. If I have a choice, why the Torah repeated something? And it's either coming to teach you a drasha, like over here Rav Avosdin, or lavor alav b'shnei lavin, I rather pick the choice of a drasha rather than to say multiple lavin. Okay? Now this Gemara is very crucial because we're going to discuss tonight Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, fundamental Machlokas Rishonim Lav Shebeklalos. And they both read this, they use the same lines in the Gemara to bring a proof for each Shita. The Rambam will read this Gemara as a riot to his Shita, and the Ramban will read the same Gemara as a riot to his Shita. Usually, Rishonim have different Gemaras supporting each Shita. Here they're both reading the same exact lines of Gemara, and each one claims it's a riot to him. Okay. So we'll first see how the Rambam reads this Gemara, and it says support for his Shita, and then I'll do with you the Rambam. Okay? So, first of all, what is the Rambam? Let me just present the Rambam and the Ramban Shita, and then we'll go through how they touch the Gemara. The Rambam Shita, and we'll go inside, we'll read Lav Shebeklalos. Rambam Shita is that the fact, it sounds like a very intuitive, something that's very logical. Rambam says, the fact that the Torah writes something several times, the same Isur, the mere fact it's repeated in the Torah does not ipso facto mean that we should count it as a second law, multiple law. Multiple statements of the same Isur does not by itself warrant to count it twice. It's the same Aveir repeated. Okay, that's the Rambam Yisur. Except, says the Rambam, if we have a Mesorah of Torah Shabbat telling us that these are separate Lavin. But unless you have a Gemara explicitly telling you that you're separate Lavin, we're not going to count it as such. This is the main principle. And then the Rambam says, and what's my test? How do I tell when you read a Gemara whether you counted a separate lavin? The Rambam says the key words are malchus. If the Gemara is going to teach you, because the Rambam's Yisod is, you cannot get more than one set of malchus for the same lav. So if you have a Gemara that's telling you that you do one Avera and you're chayav multiple set of malchus, then that obviously teaching you that there has to be the separate psukim are separate lavin and counted as part of Taryag. But if the Gemara would just simply say lav or a lav b'shnei lavin, like the Gemara over here says, lav or b'shnei lavin does not ipso facto teach you that it means you count it as a separate lav. Unless the Gemara explicitly tells you that you get malchus. Okay. So that's the Rambam's basic principle, okay? The Ramban says, no. If the Torah repeats something, every time you have a separate pasuk, it means you should count it as a separate law. Except, says the Ramban, if you know for sure that the reason that the Torah repeats it is for a drasha, then we don't. But unless you know for sure that it is a drasha, the assumption is to assume that it's a separate law. And that's the basic two shitas, okay? So the Rambam, you know, we'll read the Rambam inside. The Rambam says, what are you talking about? The Torah tells you Shabbos. 12 times in the Torah keeps Shabbos. Do we count 12 mitzvahs, asay or lo tasay for Shabbos? Or Lashon Hara, or let's say the Altonu HaGeah, don't afflict the Geah 36 times. Anybody is going to count it 36, says the Rambam? Well, the Ramban will say, you know what, each time we have a drasha, we have some purpose why the Torah repeated it. Now, and the Rambam will say, no, it's just for Musa purposes, for emphasis purposes, to tell you how important, how chashuv these averos are. But the mere fact that Torah is emphasizing something does not in itself mean that we should count it as a separate law. Okay? You follow? That's the machlokas, the Rambam Ramban. Fine. And the Rambam says, you know what? This Gemara that we just read is a riot to me. And the Ramban, as I said before, will quote the same Gemara, will bring a raita. Rambam says, the Gemara says, you know what? Maybe the reason the Torah writes the separate Isur is to tell you that it's counted as a separate law. Now here the Rambam has to admit that in the Havamina, it would be counted as a separate law, because the Gemara says, compares it to the case of Acho Putisa Loka Arba. Right? So that means you want to count it as a separate law. And the Gemara answers, no, we're not going to count a separate law, we're just going to use it for a drasha. So the Rambam says, you see, when you have a choice, it is better to use the repetition for drasha purposes rather than use it for a second law. And that's why the Gemara picked this choice. If I have to choose between the two, says the Gemara, my priority will go with choosing the drasha versus the law. So that shows you, says the Rambam, from the fact that Gemara gives emphasis and priority to drashas versus lavin, it shows you we don't count things as extra lavin unless we are forced to do so, unless we know that it's a separate law. But if not, we're not going to do so. This is what the Rambam writes. Okay. The Ramban will say, no, you see from this Gemara, yeah, if you have a drasha, you have a drasha. But if you don't have a drasha, the presumption is that it's accounted as a separate law. See, the Rambam understood that the Havamina is only a question and the Maskana is rejecting the Havamina. Ramban is saying, no, the emphasis, you see, Ramban is trying to prove from the Havamina, and the Rambam is bringing a proof from the Maskana. The Rambam is saying the Maskana is rejecting this whole theory and saying, no, drasha is ikar. Ramban is saying, no, multiple lavin are ikar, and it's only over here because you know for sure you need to make a drasha, but the otherwise, the so to speak, the default case, the presumption should always be multiple lavin. Okay, so you could read the same Gemara and arrive for one another versus you look at the Havam, you look at the Maskana. Okay, fine. So that's the fundamental question of the Rambam versus the Ramban. Okay? Okay, so with that in mind, they quote other Gemaras that play a significant role. So one important Gemara that we should see, first of all, the Rambam himself explains, what's an example of Lafsha Beklalos? The Rambam says, based on this principle, that if the Torah, we don't believe in multiple lavin, the Rambam says, that's exactly what Lafsha Beklalos is. Lafsha Beklalos is, you can learn a lot of lavin from one pasuk. But if they all learn from one pasuk, I'm not going to count it as five lavin, it's going to be counted as one lav. So the classic example for Lafsha Beklalos is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Okay, so just let's look at this Gemara. Here, I brought you a Gemara in Sanhedrin. I'm going to read a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Okay? Now notice, the Rambam is connecting this principle of multiple lavim with Lafsha Beklalos. Okay, they're not identical, but the Rambam is putting them together. Okay? So let's see the example. The classic example of Lafsha Beklalos is the Gemara Sanhedrin Samach Gimel. So the Gemara is discussing the Mishnah that says by Avodah Zarah that not only you're not allowed to serve idols, you're also not allowed to kiss the idol, respect it, or show kibbuk nishuk, megafev, menashek, you embrace it, you kiss it, mekabit, all these things by an idol are forbidden. And it's a lav deraisa. Because the pasuk says, lo sa'avdim, don't serve them. So by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're supposed to serve him that way. We kiss the Sefer Torah, we show respect. So we do the opposite by Avodah Zarah, we're not supposed to do this by Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, what about Malkus? So if a person kisses an idol, or if he embraces an idol, will he get Malkus? That's the question. So the Gemara says, Kiyasir Avdimi Amar Rav Elazar, Al Kulam Loka, all these activities, you get Malkus, Chutz Mihanoder Bishmo Mekayim Bishmo. If you swear in the name of Avodah Zarah, you don't get Malkus. But if you embrace or you kiss an idol, you will get Malkus. And the lav is Losa Avdim. Maishna Hanoder Bishmo from Mekayim Bishmo Delolaki. What's the reason that Noder and Mekayim doesn't get Malkus? Mishum da'av ilelav she'em bo ma'isa. Because that's speech. Speech is word, is not viewed as a ma'isa. So the Gemara says, you're right. But wait a minute. But we have another reason why you shouldn't get malchus for hugging and kissing an idol. Because hani nami lav she'beklalosi ve'en lokin alav she'beklalos. So the Gemara says, you know what? If you learn multiple isurim from one pasuk, it says lo sa'avdim. And the Gemara derives from here not to hug it and not to kiss it and not to be mekavet. You learn a lot of details, multiple isurim from one phrase. That's called lav she'beklalos. And we have a klal, says the Gemara. You don't get malchus on lav she'beklalos. And that's why, so why does Rav Dimi say, you only don't get malchus for the noder mikayim, you shouldn't get malchus for the first activity, such as hugging and kissing as well. Ditanya, how do we know we don't get malchus for lav she'beklalos? So the Gemara learns it from lo sochlo adam. So what do we learn from the phrase, in Parshas Kedoshim, in Torah, it's a very ambiguous phrase. It says, don't eat on the blood. What blood are we... We don't know what the Pasuk is talking about. What blood are we referring to? So the Gemara learns many halachos, deraisa, from this Pasuk. Minayin le'ocho mina behema kodem shetetze nafsha. You shack the animal, but before it, you know, the nervous system is still working. So that's called mufarchasis. So you're not supposed to eat it. It's not treif, the animal is kosher, but you're still not allowed to eat it. Shehi b'lo ta'aseh lo sochlu al adam. Dav achad. Lo sochlu al adam, lo sochlu basar v'adayin dam b'mizra. That if the blood wasn't poured, you're not allowed to eat the basar. Okay? Rav Dos omer, she'ein mavrin al haruge bezdin. Okay, there are no sudas havra. So if a person dies, the relatives do not sit shiva if he was killed by the court, and they do not eat a suda savra, and it's from this pasuk. Now these have nothing to do with each other, but they're all connected with the word blood symbolically, but conceptually they're different. Tamid lom losochol adam. Rabbi Kiva omer nayin sanhedrin shagwas anefesh, that the court who executed a criminal, they're not allowed to eat that day until sunset. They have to fast until they kill him. She'ein tom in klum kol osa yom, and they would kill him only before sunset. So basically, they would have to fast. Talmud lomer osoch lo adam. Amar Rav Yochanan azar le ben sora mora minayin. Talmud lomer osoch lo adam. Va'amar Ravin kia v'item Ravavin barkana. Al kulam ain a loka. You don't get malchus mishum davle lav shebeklalos. So therefore, the Gemara changes and it says ki asa Rabin or Lazar al kulam ain a loka chutz min anoder b'shmo mekayim b'shmo, because we're going like Rabbi Yehuda says lav shem b'mais you get malchus, but you don't get malchus for these other things because it's lav shebeklalos. Okay. So the Rambam says, well, you clearly see from this Gemara that lav she'beklalos, you don't get malchus. Okay? Now, the question, we have another Gemara that talks about lav she'beklalos. And that other Gemara happens to be a machlokis between Abaye and Rav. Okay? Here, the Gemara does not say, we're going like Rav, who says lav she'beklalos, you don't get malchus. And there it does. So that's the question. Why is Abai and Rava not brought in this Gemara? That's the question. Is there a chiluk between the case where Abai and Rava argue versus this Gemara? Or these are the same Gemaras and for some reason we only bring one opinion? Okay? So let's see this other Gemara. Okay? So this other Gemara is in Pesachim. Let's go back to Pesachim. Mem Aleph. Okay? So let's discuss that. Mem Aleph. Amud Aleph.
Something that becomes invalidated by Lino. And this is carrying through with his idea. He waited for tomorrow.
Okay, it's the last line.
So what's wrong?
Amar Rava. You see it? Achlo. Now we're talking about Korban Pesach. If a person eats the Korban Pesach, now what does the Torah say? Al tochlu mimenu na umevusha ki im tzli eish. Correct. So it's a law in the Torah not to eat the Korban Pesach if it's na. Na means if it's not completely cooked. And mevushal means completely cooked, right? So the Torah says don't eat it half cooked, don't eat it fully cooked. The only way you can eat it, roasted. Don't eat it any other way. So if a person eats it half cooked, so what do you get? Lokeshtayim. Now, the Rama had the opposite gear, so instead of Rava, it should say Abaye. Okay, so just... Abaye says, Achlo na lokeshtayim. Now, the first question is, what do you get shtayim? It says, Al tochlu menu na mevushal ki im tzli'eish. Why shtayim? So Abaye says, because in the end, when the Torah says, ki im tzli, that's called lav shebeklalos. The Torah is being kolal and saying, the only way you can eat the Korban Pesach, if it's roasted. If it's anything else, that's a lav. So one Easter is the general Easter, ki im tzli'eish. Don't eat it in any way besides tzli. Okay? Okay, it's an assay, but if you would only have the pasuk ki im tzli'eish, you're right, that would be called an assay. But since the beginning of the pasuk says al tochlu mimenu, then it's considered a law. Okay, so it's called lav shebeklalos, and therefore you get two malchus, one for the specific examples that the Torah gives, the na, and one for the klal, for the general. So klal is considered a separate law, and the examples are a separate law, and therefore you get two sets of malchus according to Abaye. Mevusho, lokesh time, same thing. What about na umevusho? So then you get three sets of malchus for the na, for the mevusho, and for the klal. Okay? Abaye Amar, and I'm going to read it the way the Rambam's Girsa was. Not Abaye, but Rav Amar, Ein Lokin Alav Shebeklalos. Ika de Amri Tartu de Lolaki Chada Mihalaki. You get one Malkus. Ika de Amri Chada Nami Lolaki. Now, the way to read this line is the Machlokes Rambam and the Rambam. The Rambam says, he takes the Gemara literally. When the Gemara says Chada Mihalaki, you only get one malchus for the kiyum tzli'eish. When the Torah says na umevusho, these are just examples, but the Torah is in effect telling you don't eat it any way besides tzli'eish. That's the law, and the Torah just gave you examples, but it doesn't mean you count it as separate malchus, right? And that's what Rava says, because Rava holds, according to the Rambam, that this would be lav shebeklalos, and ain lokin a lav shebeklalos, except the ikar lav you will get, but you're not going to get malchus for the multiple details that you learn from the pasuk, the na and the mevusho, that would be called lav shebeklalos. Abaye disagrees. He holds, yes, you do get malchus lav shebeklalos. So there's the malchus for the klal, and then there's the malchus for the prat, and therefore there's two malchus for the na, and two malchus mevusho, and three for both. That's the machlokes Abaye and Rava. But the key is Rava. What does Rava say? According to the Rambam, Rava holds is one malchus for the klal, and that's it. The na and mevusho do not get any malchus. These are just examples. So says the Rambam, the Gemara in Sanhedrin that gives you a klal that in lokin lav shebeklalos is only makes sense according to Rava. But according to Abaye, who says that when you learn multiple isurim from one pasuk, even though it's one pasuk, you can still get multiple malchus, obviously the Gemara Sanhedrin is not going like Abaye. There's no way to reconcile, says the Rambam, the statements of the Gemara Sanhedrin that says in lokin lav shebeklalos with the view of Abaye. So the Rambam says that means Besides the fact it's we always paskin like Rava anyway against the Baye, unless it's the Yalkigam. This is not one of the Yalkigams. So that already should tell us we paskin like Rava. But the Rambam says anyway, I have a Stam Gemara in Sanhedrin, which is not like a Baye. Therefore we hold Ein Lokin Lav Shebeklalos. Okay? Except there's a difference. That in the case of Lo Soklu Al Adam, that type of Lav Shebeklalos, so there you don't have any emphasis of one versus the other, so you shouldn't be getting Malkus for either one. However, here you have the main one, which is, you know, the other, you have Tafel and Iker. So when you have Iker and Tafel, you'll get Malkus for the Iker, and you won't get Malkus for the Tafel. In other words, the nine Mavusho are just examples. The Iker, of course, is the main principle, which is Ki'im Tzliyesh. That's Rav. Okay? But in the case of Lo Soklo Ladam, or in the case of Lo Savdim, you're not going to get any Malkus because they're all Iker. Except, in the case of Ben Sura Mora, there is Malkus. So that's the question. Why in the case of Ben Sura Mora is there Malkus if it's a Lav Shebeklalos? The Gemara Sanhedrin explicitly says, Ain Lokin a Lav Shebeklalos. And the Rambam Paskin's like that. Right? So Tosus asked this question, all the Rishonim asked this question. Why is there Malkus by Ben Sura Mora if it's a Lav Shebeklalos? Okay? So the Rambam, you have the Sefer HaMitzvot. So if you just open the Sefer HaMitzvot, the Rambam tells you the following clause. In the mitzvah of Ben Sura Mora, that's mitzvahs Lo Ta'aseh Kuf Tzadik He, 195 Lo Ta'aseh. The Rambam addresses this question. Let's read what the Rambam says. Towards the end of the mitzvah. Va'afopi, on top, do you see it? Va'afopi, shezeh halav, hu lav shebeklalos. Ram himself is asking this question. This is a lav shebeklalos, kimo shebiarno b'shoresh tishi, and yet you get malchus. Why? So the Ram says, don't worry, ki zeh eino rachob. This is not so difficult. Why? Sha'acho sha'unish mufurish, the Torah explicitly says, Vayisru oso. In lachush al ha'azhara imhi min hadin o milav shebeklalos. The fact that the Torah tells you it's a lav shebeklalos is not going to be a problem because you have a beferish pasuk telling you get malchus anyway. So this is a general rule, the Rambam, a general klal the Rambam has. That in other, he gives you a reference himself. The Rambam himself explains in other cases where you're not supposed to get Malkus, but because if the Torah explicitly tells you get Malkus anyway, then the regular rules of telling you that you don't get Malkus don't apply. In other words, these are just general rules what you do if you don't have any other sources. If we don't have sufficient evidence to give us Malkus, we're not going to give you Malkus. Unless the Lav conforms to the following format. And one of those formats, it can't be a Lav Shebeklalos, and you have other examples as well. But when the Torah explicitly tells you get Malkus anyway, you're getting Malkus for the Lav. Whether it's a Lav Shebeklalos, it does not take away from the fact that it's a Lav. It just doesn't have the regular standard format, which is not enough of a strength in order sufficient to give you a punishment. It's not strong enough to be used as a punishment of Malkus. But when the Torah explicitly tells you you get Malkus, that's not an issue. See, if you're going to have other Rishonim who learn a different pshat, for example, the Yad Ramah also asked this question. The Yad Ramah asked, why does Ben Sura Mora get Malkus? It's a Lav Shebeklalos. All the Rishonim, the Tosus asked this question, the Yad Ramah asked this question. So the Yad Ramah says, oh, you're giving Malkus, not, when you give him lashes, it's not mitoris the onish Malkus for the Lav. You're giving him onish as a din of Chaloshem Ben Sura Mora. See, this is the Chakira. You hear the lumnus? In other words, according to the Rambam, you're giving him Malkus because he violated the law of Lo Soklo Al Adam. except usually we have a rule that it's, there's not in a lavsha b'klalos ein lokim. Here you have a beferish pasuk telling you can get malchus anyway, because according to the Rambam, the din that ein lokim lavsha b'klalos is not a poter, but rather it's not enough of being a mechayev. But if you have other sources to tell you're chayev, you'll be chayev anyway. You follow? The Yad Ramah understood, no, once you say it's a lav shebechlalos, that's a poter. That means you don't get malchus. I don't care what the pasuk says. You follow? But the Torah says you give him lashes. So the Yad Ramah says, no, you're giving him lashes because that's a din of Ben Sora Mora. It's Techal Hashem Ben Sora Mora. It's one of the things you do with a Ben Sora Mora. It's not the din of malchus as an onish for the lav, for the azhara. It's a mechayev for the Chal Hashem Ben Sora Mora. It's the din in the gavra, not because he did the maisa aver of, you know, stealing from his parents and eating the meat and all this on. It's the gavra who's mechayev Ben Sora Mora. Right? You hear the lam neshech hakira? Okay. And Tosfos on our, so this is the fundamental question. Is lav shebechlalos a poter? That's what the Yad Ramah says. That's why you're giving malchus a completely different principle. While the Rambam says, no, lav shebechlalos is not a poter. It just means it's lack of a chiyuv. But if you have a pasuk that tells you you're chayev, so you'll be chayev anyway. Right? That's the lam neshech hakira between the Rambam and the Yad Ramah. Okay? Right? Okay. Now, Tosfos on our in Sanhedrin, Samach Gimel asked the same kasha. So let's just take a look at the Tosfos. So Tosfos says, Tema. So first Tosfos says, Tepeg Leidavi Lav Shenitin Lazharis Misas Bezdin, because you're going to use this Lav to give a Misa. V'o Tema, HaBen Sora Mora. Loka? What are you talking about? You don't get Malchus. It's a Mishnah later on in the 8th Perek of Sanhedrin, where it says you give a Malchus. And Tosfos doesn't answer at all. Okay? So clearly, obviously, Tosfos for sure did not learn like the Yad Ramah. And he also did not believe like the Rambam's Lamdas that you can, it's a lack of a chiyuv, right? So according to Tosfos, he learned that Lav Shebechlalos is a poter, and then he just leaves it as a question. Somehow Tosfos understands he's getting Malchus because of the Azhara of Lav Shebechlalos, except it's an exception. So here, I heard this from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. He said the following lamdas for Tosfos. He says, must be, according to Tosfos, we could say the following lamdas. That even though in general, lav shebechlalos ain lokim, but if you recall, even Rambam himself, when he quoted the Gemara in Psachim, in the case of the non-mevushal, Rava agrees there is one opinion that you get Malchus for the Kiyim Tliyesh. There's one opinion that says you don't get any Malchus according to Rava, but one Ikadamri says you get one Malchus. Why? So I told you there's an Ikar and a Tafa. So Rav Aaron said that's the Lamdas and the Stosis. That usually Lav Shebechlalos you don't get Malchus if they're all Ikar. But if we say that the Pshuto Shel Mikra is the Ben Sora Mora, when the Torah says, it's a very ambiguous phrase. We don't know what the Torah means when the Torah says, don't eat on the blood. Like, you know, what does that mean? We don't know what it means. But the Torah Shabbat Peh teaches us, Lo Soch Lo Adam Pshuto Shel Mikra means, according to Tosfos, Ben Sora Mora. Don't be a Ben Sora Mora. You wouldn't know it on your own. You were learning Chumash. But once you learn the Torah Shabbat Peh, the Torah Shabbat Peh teaches us, that's the pshat in the pasuk lo soch lo ladam. Not just the drasha, it's the pshuto shomikra. So this is how Rav Aaron explained. The pshuto shomikra, by lav shebechlalos you get malchus. When the Gemara says ein lokin lav shebechlalos, that means if they are drashos that you derive. But the simple pshat in the pasuk itself, you will get malchus. You follow? And that's why, in the case of, according to Tosfos, you're not like the Yad Ramah. Obviously, Tosfos didn't learn like Yad Ramah, that the Malchus has nothing to do with the Azhara and it's based. Obviously, that's not the Pshan and Tosfos. And he didn't learn like the Rambam either. So obviously, the Lamdas and Tosfos says that the Iker Pasuk is referring to the Ben Sora Mora. And you will get Malchus for that. And it's only the Tafo that you don't. Okay? So this is the way Rishonim addressed this question about the question about Ben Sora Mora. Okay? Now here, when it comes to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, there is an interesting point that the Ron, the Chidushi HaRan in Sanhedrin addresses. And he says, listen, he says, you know, when it comes to Losokol Adam, I understand the reason it's called Lav Shebeklal is because these are like completely things that have nothing to do with each other. They are random bunch of halachos. Symbolically, you can connect them with the word blood, you know, but inherently, conceptually, they're not connected. So therefore, we call it Lav Shebeklal. But says the Ron, wait a minute, when it comes to Losa Avdem, which the Gemara equates Losa Avdem, the Chibuk Nishuk, to the case of Losochol Adam. There's a complete difference because there's a big connection, you know, don't serve the idol, which means don't serve it in terms of hugging it, don't serve in terms of kissing it, and don't serve in terms of respecting it. There's a common theme for all these details that the Gemara derives. So why does the Gemara call it Lav Shebeklalos? What kind of Lav Shebeklalos is that? That's not Lav Shebeklalos. They are connected inherently and logically, thematically, as opposed to the case of random halachos like Losochol Al Adam, they have nothing to do with each other. So the Ron asks, why does the Gemara connect the two? Right? So the Ron gives two answers. One answer, the Ron says, let me just read the words of the Ron inside. So he gives two answers. He says, he quotes the Ramban. The Ramban is in the Sefer Mitzvahs that I'm discussing tonight. The Ramban says as follows. V'Ramban Kasav v'Sefer Mitzvahs Shalav hazeh lo selku acharei Elohim acherim she'achar she'amar es Hashem elokech etira yesh b'mashma she'lo yelech achar avodah zorah b'kol adom olazeh kilomar she'lo yira mimenu she'lo lekavda kimo shu mitzav la'asos l'shem v'yesh b'klal zeh she'lo la'asos la'ashum maisa she'l kavod ki gipa b'nisha. So what the Ramban is saying is like this. If it's not explicit in the pasuk, like I told you the Lamdas Ravan said in the Tosis, if it's not Kshuto Shomikra, but it's derived through a drasha, then that's called Lav Shebeklalos. So it doesn't make a difference whether they are thematically connected or not. The key point is it pshat shel the pasuk? Is it what we call pshat? Or is it drash? Right. So exactly. So that's what the Ram fitting along the lines of the Lamdas of Tosfos, the way Ravan explained the Tosfos. That if it's not simple pshat means don't serve Avodah Zarah. And then we also extend to that the concept of kissing and hugging and respecting. That's not Pshuto Shomikra. You follow? It's implied, but it's not explicit, right? Pshat means explicit, while drash means implied, okay? So if it's implicit, then that would be called Lav Shebeklalos. So to put it in succinct words, according to the Ramban, the concept of Lav Shebeklalos is the question, is it the text or is it not? Is it explicit or not? So this is going to be the fundamental hakira between the Ramban and the Rambam. The Ramban, he says that our Gemara in Sanhedrin is not going only like Rava. Rambam says, well, this Gemara is going like Rava, and it's a Beferish Gemara telling us we don't paskin like Abaye. Rambam says, no, this Gemara in Sanhedrin has nothing to do with the Machlokes Abaye and Rava. That's what the Ramban writes. So the Ramban furthermore says, the Gemara in Psachim on Daf Mem Aleph, the Machlokes Abaye and Rava, so I told you, according to Abaye, it's Beferish. Abaye says, if you eat a Korban Pesach, that's not, you get two Malkas, you eat it Mevusho two, and if it's not Mevusho, you get three. What will Rava say? Right, it's not clear. So the simple reading Gemara is you get one, right? So the Rambam says you get one Malkas for Lo Sochel, right? The Ramban says, no. What Rava was trying to say is, if you would eat it non-mugusho, you would get two. When the Gemara says you get one, it's talking about you ate it not. But what about if he eats at 9 mavusha? So the Rambam will say, of course you get one. You get lavkas for the general principle, ki'im pliyesh. The Ramban says, no. You get malkas for the na, and you get malkas for the mavusha. All the Gemara meant, according to Rava, is you don't get malkas for the klal, for the general, for the tliyesh. But for the specific examples written explicitly in the Chumash, of course you'll get malkas for the na and for the mavusha. And if you eat both, if it's both non-mavusha, you get two set of malkas, according to Rava as well. Because that's already general. It's not specific. It's not explicit. So I think this is the crux of the machlokas. According to the Ramban, the concept of lavsha b'klalos is a question of understanding the pasuk, the text of the psukim themselves. And if the psukim themselves explicitly say na and mavusha, of course, even though it's one lav, you will still count it as two malkas. And that's why the Ramban Lashitaso says that the reason we can connect Losa Avdeim to the Easter of Losach Loladan, because their common theme is it's not Pshuto Shomikra. Anything that's not Pshuto Shomikra, that's called Lav Shebeklalos. But if it's explicit in the Pasuk itself, then of course you get Malkus for that. That's the Ramban's Yisod. While the Rambam says, no, I don't care how many times it's explicit, I don't care how many times the Torah says it, I care about categories and principles. So if it's this thematically the same principle, let the Torah say 100 times. The principle is the same. The mere fact that the text writes it many times doesn't in any way change it. It's the same idea. And the Rambam says, let's say the Torah would say not to take peya and ololos. One is by grapes and one is by wheat and one is by olives. So the Torah uses different verbs. So does that mean I'm going to count it as separate laving? It's the same principle. Principle is don't take, you know, or shikha, whatever. Don't take the things, these are the things you forget, right? So pay is the corners, but this is shikha. So you have shikha when it comes to wheat and shikha when it comes to the grapes, right? The Torah uses different verbs. It's the same thing, right? So the Rambam looks at it thematically in terms of categories, okay? So in terms of categories, it doesn't make a difference that na and mavusha are written explicitly as two statements. But it's one principle. So once it's one principle, you only get one malchus. So Rambam understands the whole machlokus between Rambai and Rava is do you have a ptur of lav shebeklalos or not? But clearly that's a special din legabe malchus, will you get malchus or not? But clearly in terms of counting, they both agree, even according to Abaye, says the Rambam, you would only count it as one. Let's say non-mavusha. And Abaye says you get three sets of malchus. Even Abaye would agree, you're not going to count as three lavim. All Abaye was trying to say is that the number of malchus and the number of mitzvahs in the Torah do not necessarily have a one-to-one correspondence. While Rava says they do. We only get malchus if we count it. And if we're not going to count it, we don't get malchus. You follow? So the machlokus is, do you have a ptur of malchus? It's a special local machlokus, legabe dini of malchus. While according to the Ramban is saying the fundamental machlokus of Rambai and Rava is how you understand the psukim in terms of what are the lavin. They're arguing not in terms of malchus, they're arguing in terms of lavin. In fact, the Ramban says, he asked this as a kasha, he says, how can the Rambam say that you use malchus as the crate. Remember I told you that even if the Gemara says lav or lav b'shnei lavim, the Rambam says that in itself is not sufficient to tell me that you counted as two lavim in Taryag. Unless the Gemara says b'feish you get malchus twice. The Ramban says, why does the Rambam make everything tali on malchus? He says, listen, how many times do we have examples of Taryag mitzvos? And you don't get malchus. Lav shem bo maisa, lav anita glase. You have many examples of lavin and tayag, and we don't get malchus. There are many of them that don't get malchus. The Rambam himself tells you. So you see, malchus is not the criteria to decide whether you count in tayag. So the Rambam will say in Akanami, it's not what we call, it's not a necessary criteria, but sufficient criteria to be able to distinguish, meaning that if you not going to get malchus, then it clearly means that you don't count it. If you do get malchus, it's still, I'm sorry, this is what we call necessary, not sufficient. Malchus will be necessary in some cases when you have to decide whether they're connected or not connected. In the case of Lavanita Klase, the purpose of the malchus is to be a poter. But here the purpose of Malchus is not a poter. The purpose of Malchus is to distinguish, are they counted as one lava or two lava. Okay, while the Ramban is understanding everything in terms of the psukim themselves. That's the fundamental machlokas, the Rambam Numa. In fact, the Rambam has a raya. I just want to conclude with this. The Rambam has a raya. It says, how do I know my principle? I'll read you the words in sec. Look at Shoresh Tes. He says, I have a Gemara Mefureshes, says the Rambam, to prove I'm correct. And he says, he quotes a Gemara Menachos. If you turn to Shoresh Tes, he quotes a Gemara Menachos. So, the Gemara Menachos, I'll tell you the page. One second. Here, page Kuf Sama. Rama says like this, Baharaya, what's my raya? Alkom Masha Amarno. Kol She'ein Lo Tzitzis V'Bigdo. The Gemara says like this, a person walks around with a four-corner garment without tzitzis, over B'Chamisha Asay. It's a Beferish Gemara. We violate five Asays. Because the word Asi appears five times in the Chumash. Ba'avur She'nikpo Bo'lashana Tzibu B'Chamisha Pamim. Echad v'asu lehem tzitzis, v'nasnu al tzitzis hakanaf, v'ayah lechem letzitzis, g'dilim ta'ase lecha, alar b'kanfus susefa. And yet, says the Rama, u'matzane lehem, he quotes Sifri, lashon mevur b'mitzvah tzitzis, shehi mitzvah achas. There's a beferish of Sifri that says it's one mitzvah. So, you have a Gemara that says you're over five assays, and you have another Chazal that tells you it's one mitzvah. So Ram says, that proves my point. The mere fact you're over five assays, all the Gemara meant to say is that it's Chizuk Hadavar, but you don't count it as five mitzvahs assay. It's counted as one mitzvah assay. Right? So Ram says, that's the Yisod for all the other examples that he gives. Okay? So that's... I'll just conclude with this. The Rambam has a famous statement about bugs. We read this Gemara in our daf. The Gemara says, Acho putisa over arba nemala chamesh tira shesh, right? So how does the Rambam understand that statement? So the Rambam says, see, the way the Ramban understands it, well, the Torah, I have five psukim in the Torah say, don't eat shkatim or don't eat mashim. Each one counts as a separate lav in taryag. So you're over five lavin. But the Rambam can't say that because the Rambam says, I don't care how many times, if the Torah is just repeating something, that doesn't warrant this count. That's how do you understand this Gemara, right? So the Rambam says, what the Gemara meant to say was that there is a, it happens to be these bugs fall into separate categories. So there is a lav, meaning they're not the same lav, they're separate lav. There's the law for Sheretz HaMayim, and there's the law for Sheretz HaOf, and Sheretz HaAretz, and, you know, all these things. So these examples of creatures that the Gemara is giving happen to be, you know, like amphibians. So you have an Easter that falls into multiple categories. It's on the earth, it's on the ground, and it's on the water, it's on the sea. So then it falls into multiple lavin. But if it would be one simple bug, the mere fact that the Torah repeats something, that ipso facto doesn't warrant to count it as a separate lav. Okay? Well, the Ramban, of course, says, no, I strongly disagree. It does. This is the crux of the machlokas. Okay? Fine.